This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we might have a vaccine, they're saying, ready by July. Now, again, I take everything with a grain of salt because, you know, we have a lot of companies that want to be the first one out getting that vaccine. And actually, I really need to find a salon. Okay, anyway, sorry, apologize. My Facebook Live people have to see me. I'm really messy. Nails all grown out. I'm not very attractive at all these days. With the news of a possible vaccine being ready by July, that really kind of changed the way we're doing things with our reopening and, you know, our losing our shutdown. So we're going to talk about what's going on there. Remdesivir has gotten a lot of good props, you know, coming from Dr. Fauci, but we find out today that one of the Remdesivir studies didn't really go so well in China. So I know people are trying to figure out should they put money in Gilead stock or not. Just careful with the stock market. That's all I could say. But when it comes to these treatments, we're going to kind of discuss what's going on there. I just think it's different strokes for different folks. I think for some people, they do well with hydroxychloroquine. Some people do well with remdesivir. Some people do well with prayer. So it's I think, different strokes for different folks, but we'll tell you about that. We also have an inflammatory condition that we're seeing in kids. We talked about this a couple days ago. We're going to talk to you about what's going on with that and how it may or may not be coronavirus related. Rashes, other sorts of weird things coming up with coronavirus. But one thing we want to talk about is apparently there was an ER doc who committed suicide. And this ER doc committed suicide. Originally we were told it was because she had, you know, seen so many people die from coronavirus that it was really weighing on her, which I can understand. I mean, it is, if you've ever done ER and you see that kid, you know, that drowning victim and you see that, it's really, really difficult to, you know, you can't unsee that stuff. So, you know, working in the ER setting, and I only did it for a few years, it really does, you know, take its toll. But they're saying that there's something more to this. She might have had coronavirus, or she did have coronavirus, and the coronavirus might have left her with neurological sequelae or a psychological sequelae. Sequelae. I know I'm not very good with those words. I think it's Latin, because if it ends in A-E, I think it's Latin. So I can't speak Latin. So what I think they're trying to say, and we're going to talk a little bit more with this, is if you get coronavirus and you are unlucky enough for it to affect your brain, are you going to have long-term sequelae? Sorry, I hate to use that term. Long-term effects, long-term side effects. Now, one medical complication that hasn't been talked a lot about in the news, we did talk about it a couple weeks ago, is an encephalitis. Some people who get coronavirus may get the cough, some may not. Some may get a fever, some won't. Some may get shortness of breath, some might get a rash, some might get loss of taste, loss of smell, some might get diarrhea, nausea, body aches, fatigue, headache. That's what viruses do. Viruses will make you feel crappy in a whole variety of ways. Some of you guys are thrower-uppers, you'll throw up. Some of you guys are sore throaters, you'll get a sore throat. But one complication, and blood clots, we talked about that, but one complication was an encephalitis where the virus infects the lining along the brain and spinal cord, could cause meningitis, and then it could cause inflammation of the lining of the brain, or an inflammation of the brain. Now, we don't hear a lot about that. again, God bless the hospitals for what they're doing, you know, but we're not getting a lot of this data. It kind of gets sifted and filtered, and we're getting our pieces and all that. And so we don't know how many of these cases. But we were hearing that in Europe, people were dying of issues where the virus affected the brain. Guillain-Barré, one of you asked me about Guillain-Barré, where your immune system starts to attack your nerves. Absolutely. That's also a consequence of coronavirus. Nobody talks about it. But there are some people that might become paralyzed by this. So if you do get an infection that affects the brain, all right, can it leave you with depression? Absolutely. Can viruses that are chronic cause depression? Absolutely. You know, we talked about how some women will know when they're getting the yeast infection because they'll get, like, you know, in the dumps, and they'll be like sad for a few days, and then all of a sudden they, and you know, yeast infection, that's yeast, that has nothing to do with virus, but the body reacts in different ways. Now, mind you, there's enough stuff to be depressed about. All right, I mean, if I was an ER doc now, you know, seeing people die, you know, hearing that, you know, hospitals are laying people off, seeing all the unemployment, you know, being worried about your family members, it's a lot of stress. Not to mention, a lot of people haven't slept. I've only done telemedicine, and I still haven't slept much. I mean, it has been a very, very busy time. So, lack of sleep, you know, lack of being able to get out into the sun, being affected by a virus, it's enough to make you depressed. You know, that makes sense. But, you know, my concern with this story or any of them is we already have enough people depressed and, you know, issues with mental illness and not enough resources. And we are seeing a huge uptick in people with anxiety, people with depression. I'm getting this on telemedicine all the time. I need medication. I'm depressed. I can't sleep. Yet the shutdowns aren't still easing up, so we don't have people able to, you know, get in with their doctor or get in with their counselor or get in with their nurse practitioner or PA. And so I'm very concerned that when you have an ER doc commit suicide and they think, well, maybe it's because she was infected with coronavirus and that affected the brain or not, that just highlights that, and I don't want to use the term mental illness because it's, you know, depression is something that a lot of people have, and mental illness sometimes, you know, gives a stigma. It's a state that somebody could be in, and it's a state that, you know, needs to be addressed and needs to be treated. Maybe not like, you know, an illness, you know, where I'm going to just take an antibiotic, but it's almost like a disease, but we don't want to use that term either. So this just highlights that we have a lot of people out there that are depressed. I've had people call me saying they were suicidal on telemedicine. And, you know, we aren't open up yet, and we don't have, you know, counselors there to hold people's hands and give them hugs and things like that. So we have another brewing problem. Nothing we got to talk about is the food shortage. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, White House Health Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the Gilead Sciences antiviral drug Remdesivir, and their clinical trials showed some, quote, quite good news and suggested that it sets the new standard of care for COVID-19 patients. Now, remdesivir has been talked about for a while. It's an antiviral drug. And there was some back and forth between its success for a while. And then yesterday we found out that looks like some good results came out. The stock didn't skyrocket like everybody said it did. It still kind of held its own. But it's been going back up, like a lot of stocks are slowly going back up. But Fauci had spoken to reporters from the White House, and he was told the data from the trial showed, quote, a clear-cut positive effect in diminishing time to recover. Fauci said the median time of recovery for patients taking the drug was 11 days, compared with 15 days in the placebo group. He said that the mortality benefit from remdesivir has not yet reached statistical significance. So the results suggested there was some survival benefit with a mortality rate of 8% for people taking remdesivir versus 11.6% at placebo. Now, some say that's pretty good. Others say that's not enough. That's not enough of a difference. But he suggested that this is going to be the standard of care. He said this will be the standard of care. When you know a drug works, you have to let people in the placebo group know so they could take it. What it has proven is the drug can block the virus. So Gilead Sciences announced earlier in the day that the study had met its primary endpoint, but it didn't release all the details. They released preliminary results showing at least 50% of the patients treated with a five-day dosage improved. The clinical trial looked at 397 patients with severe cases of COVID-19. The severe study is single arm, meaning it did not evaluate the drug against a control group of patients who didn't receive the drug. And so that's kind of difficult to do because when you have people dying, you know, you can't say, okay, you guys, we're not going to give you any medicine on. It's hard to do these double arm studies. Now, the FDA has been in talks with Gilead to make remdesivir available to COVID-19 patients as quickly as possible. Shares went up a little bit, and people are excited. All right, yet today, we got news out of a study in China, and I know a lot of us don't know what to take, you know, when we get news out of China, but we were told that might not be all that everybody hyped up to be. So a separate trial was carried out in China that produced disappointing results. It was a randomized controlled placebo trial, which is kind of the gold standard where you have people getting it and people getting a fake drug or whatever. And the drug did not benefit hospitalized patients. It did not speed up recovery or reduce deaths compared to placebo. Now, that study was published in Lancet Medical Journal. It involved 237 people. They obviously had to stop it early because researchers had difficulty recruiting people when the outbreak started to curb in Wuhan. Scientists believe that the stark contrast in findings might come down on when this remdesivir is given. So if you give the remdesivir earlier, which might have been what happened with the American study, it might work. But if China didn't give it to them until they were already far along, it might not. So that's very easy to deduce. You basically, in the study, you know, hopefully somebody had written, all right, this was given to people who, you know, were 5 days in or 10 days in. But with a lot of these medications, we want to know, well, what happens if you take it day one? So we have another study that came out in China, from China also. They launched two formal studies, one in severely ill patients, another with people with milder disease. And, again, not much different. So, what does that mean? Well, it means we are basically further along in this than we were a couple months ago. What it means is different strokes are different folks. My guess is there are some people that when you give them remdesivir, they do well. There are other people where it doesn't do jack diddly squat. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. The anti-malarial, anti-lupus drug. Also with, the zithromycin combo with the hydroxychloroquine. People have been asking me, well, what about Tamiflu? We use Tamiflu for flu. Why isn't Tamiflu being studied? We heard early on, and this is really kind of interesting. This is worth talking about, too. Early on, they said, nope, won't work. Okay. Are we going to do any trials with it? Do we know why it doesn't work? Nope, Tamiflu doesn't work. Now, my guess, when I heard that news originally, the reason why I accepted it, out the gate is because in, you know, December and January when people were getting sick, even November with the flu, people were given Tamiflu right out the gate. So my guess is, as people got worse with coronavirus, then they had told their doctor, but I was on Tamiflu, so why is this flu not getting better? That's when doctors like, well, this probably isn't the flu. That maybe that's where they got their initial data of, nah, Tamiflu's not working. But I am still of the mind, different strokes for different folks. I would not be surprised if one or two people out there do Tamiflu works. And then the other issue we have also is it coincidental? Do some people just get better? And we go, you see, it was because I gave you Tamiflu. And no, they would have gotten better anyway. You know, this is why we have such a big problem with vaccines. And we're going to talk about this, too, because a lot of people are saying, look, they come up with a vaccine. I'm not going to take it. We need to talk about that. The issue we have with vaccines, and it's very, very frustrating for people on both sides of the issue, is if somebody has a side effect to a vaccine, it's hard to prove. It's hard to say, well, you got, you know, sick from the vaccine. You'd think, well, I got a shot 2 days ago. Now my arm is swollen, or now my, but somebody could say, but yeah, but you know, you could have had, you could be nauseous or have a headache because of something else. Same thing with flu. When people say, I got the flu from the flu vaccine, doctors like, well, that makes no sense because it's a killed virus. You can't get the flu from the flu vaccine. But maybe what's happening is they're having a, you know, reaction, like a immune response, and that makes them feel achy. Or maybe they got the flu. And they got the flu roughly the same time they got the vaccine. So they got sick anyway. So you can't prove it. And it's frustrating. You'll let parents go, but I swear to God, you know, my kid had the side effect with the vaccine. If they can't prove it, they the burden of proof is on the victim. And so, you know, same thing with, you know, these medications. You have no way to tell if somebody got better because they were going to get better anyway. Now, the longer we have a disease, so let's say cancer, and the more we could do trials, you know, you could start to see trends. So let's say you give a chemotherapy agent to somebody who has cancer, and they take this chemotherapy, and you know, you've had tons of people on this chemotherapy, and they turn the corner, and people who didn't, people were suffering and you know, becoming more ill before they started the medicine, and then they turn the corner, you can be like, okay, you know what, this sucker works. And that's what they're going to have to do with a lot of these medications, which is what I think is happening with one study versus the other. You have people who are going downhill, and they're descending, they're losing altitude, and you give them this medication, they're able to keep their plane afloat. So, do I think it works? Do I think it doesn't? I've been hearing early on that remdesivir was helping patients early on, so I'm a believer. I just don't think it helps everybody. Whenever you have this data where people still died anyway, even if it came from China, you know, because again, we do get a lot of medical studies out of China. You know, the government might not be the most trustworthy, but, you know, science, you know, still has to prove, especially to get published in Lancet, that journal. They still have to kind of prove they did, you know, their due diligence. So I think a lot of the science that we do get, we can believe. But it's going to be very frustrating because many of you are like, look, you know, do I open back up? You know, do I put my employees at risk? Do I not? You know, you want to know what we have out there. You know, what happens if your mom or dad gets sick? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It should have been stopped a long time ago in China, frankly, when it could have been stopped very easily.
President Trump discussing the coronavirus pandemic in a radio interview this morning. He says reopening the country is a difficult and complicated decision.
We want to get the country open again, and we have to get the country open again, and we'll put out hot spots as they come. And as you know, we're reliant very much and working with them, the governors, and you have some really capable governors.
The president speaking on WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia, saying most of the country does not have a coronavirus problem right now, and those are the places that need to reopen first. Stocks in the red after another staggering initial jobless claims report, as more than 3.8 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. And this is USA Radio News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there, House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it. Besides the economic report this morning showing another soaring number of first-time unemployment claims, we've also had a couple of other reports, one showing Americans' personal income is down and also American spending down by more than analysts were expecting. The figures from the government show personal income fell by 2% last month and personal spending fell 7.5% as the coronavirus pandemic continues to drain the economy, the steepest one-month decline in spending in more than a half century. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys.
You're just so pretty.
Okay, we are back. I'm Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. So, yeah, I'm hearing there's some of you guys around the country now want to come out to Vegas. That'd be great. Love to have some drinks with you guys. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I can't wait to party. I'm still on stay-at-home orders. Well, our stay-at-home orders in Nevada have been extended to May 15th. We are allowed to go outside. I mean, we were outside anyway. We're allowed to go hiking. We're still allowed to play basketball and, you know, soccer and things like that. Dogs and cats still have to social distance. They're not. We had a dead rat in the house today because one of the cats, I guess, wanted to, you know, shop early for Mother's Day. She brought me a dead rat. I'm like, thank you. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? So I think I'm going to social distance myself away from my pets because they scare me. It was like a big rat. I'll post the picture on Facebook later. It scared me. But California defied their stay-at-home order, and a bunch of people, stormed the beach, like Normandy. They stormed the beaches last week. Apparently, California's closing all beaches, state parks. Governor was not happy with that. Remember, the governor isn't going to want to be in control. Second, the government lets anybody think that they're not in control. They have a problem, you know? Now, I do have to applaud my governor. I know a lot of people are very critical of him, but he is allowing dentists to reopen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you guys for signing the petition. Not sure if that had any bearing, but, you know, your voices were heard, and he is allowing dentists to reopen, a lot of elective medical procedures to reopen. Thank God. I have family members that need surgery. I'm still putting off my surgery because I'm just a workaholic and I don't really want to get surgery. We are having some ease up, but the big question we get is, what's going on with Las Vegas? And can it open? You know, can we really be realistic about Las Vegas or New York or L.A.? L.A. is in a little bit of a better position because when they have tourists, it's spread out. You have Disneyland, you have Knott's Berry Farm, you have the beach. You have, the theater in Hollywood. And so it's spread out a little bit. So with California, when they do reopen and they have tourism, you know, Disney's going to have to just figure out what they're going to do. Like we talked about with Disney World yesterday. They're going to have to do social distancing. They're going to have to be more clean. Mickey Mouse is going to have to wear a mask. But the individual, amusement parks or whatever are going to have to deal with it. Vegas is different. You open up the country's playground, and it's the world's playground, all right? Everybody and their mother and their grandmother want to come. And remember we talked about how Disney World said they're going to recommend that older individuals don't come. All right, how do you do that with Vegas? I mean, we need our seniors. Our seniors tear it up. I mean, I've told you guys, I have gotten booted out of bars and lounges because they take over. They are the biggest party generation. They're the coolest. They are these baby boomers. They know how to party, and they love their strip. And we need in Vegas. We need our seniors. You know, yeah. You know what? When you get the college student, that's great. You know, and all that. But we love when they come and party and all that. But in terms of, you know, who's dropping bank, you know, and who could be here long, you know, for a longer period of time, it's your older population. You know, most college kids, they got to go back after the weekend. Yeah, your older individuals, they come out for the week. They come out for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, and so that's kind of nice. So, you know, we need all our population. So, you know, when you look at Las Vegas and our resort corridor, it's a little tricky on how we reopen. And so, you know, we had talked about this on the show a while back. Why can't Las Vegas be looked at as two different entities? We have the city of Las Vegas and the suburbs where a bunch of us are trying to, you know, go to work and reopen our businesses. And, you know, and then you have the tourist area where the Strip's going to have Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders. And we have our hockey and we have all that. You know, what if we, you know, separate the two and look at it as two different entities? And we talked about this where the problem is that Las Vegas Strip is our battery. It's our mitochondria. Remember we talked about the power source? It is our mitochondria of Las Vegas, just like Reno is the mitochondria, or their strip area is the mitochondria of Reno in northern Nevada. Yeah, we're mitochondria. So we need to be realistic. And mind you, when it comes to politics, you got to be careful what you ask for. That's why I was kind of precise about, I want dentists to reopen. I want PPE. If I just go, I want the whole entire place to reopen, I'm not going to be taken seriously. So we need to find out what is it that we want. All right. Is it that we don't want to be unemployed? Is it that we don't want people to forget about Vegas? People won't forget about Vegas. Trust me, people will still come. But look at the logistics. I mean, why do people come to Vegas? It's not just to gamble. It's because of the clubs. It's because of the scene. It's because of the DJs. It's because of the food. We got great food. It's because of the shows. Well, we're hearing certain hotels are canceling shows. If they're not going to be able to pack the theater, doesn't really make sense to have the show. And then what about the restaurants? If we're not going to be able to have, you know, people come in and, people want to go to a packed restaurant. They don't want to go to a restaurant where they're the only ones there. So that's changing the restaurant scene. The same thing with the clubs. All right. I mean, if you aren't going to meet, 2,000 people in one night, are you really going to drop bank to go? And then, of course, the strip clubs. You know, we have a lot of strip clubs. And my guess is, even though the poles, I think, are socially distanced, I think that's fine. How do you do a lap dance when you're, I'm not this rhetorical question, okay? Yeah. So I know a lot of guys are like, okay, wait a second. Okay. This can't be the new normal. So this is all industry people. I mean, just like fans and football and hockey. I mean, I've been very quiet on when to reopen the strip, because we can't just reopen to people from Utah or Arizona or North Carolina. I'd love to see people from Utah, North Carolina, Arizona. That's fine. But in order for the Las Vegas Strip to pop, you need people everywhere and you need foreign visitors. And we might not be ready for that. I know there's a lot of debate on how much hype there's been with the virus and, what is the true mortality and was it blown out of proportion or was it really this serious or was there a lighter strain in the West Coast or it doesn't matter. What matters is if you have people that are fearful and you have a virus out there, Vegas is going to suffer. So, and Vegas then has to decide. When Vegas reopens, it implies that we got it covered. That it's going to be safe. You're going to be able to come here. You're going to be able to hang out with thousands of people and not get sick. That's a lot to put on Vegas' shoulders. That's a lot. That's why I wouldn't want the mayor's job. I wouldn't want the governor's job. And I know they're kind of on opposite poles on this one. But, we're dying here. I mean, it is a ghost town and people are hurting. And we do need to rebuild our industry. But how do you do that if you're like, well, we'll only let, no, you have to, not have a fever and you have to, it's going to be a cluster. And, I'm not scared of the virus anymore. I'm still scared of it, and I don't even think I'm scared of the economy. We know the economy sucks. I'm just scared of whatever the hell this new normal is going to be. Because I just don't know how sustainable it's going to be. Whether you have a salon, whether you have a restaurant, whether you have a strip club, whether you have a medical office. All right? It is going to be a very sterile, masked, nobody, a very non-joke. I mean, I was taught in medicine, and when I waited tables and when I tended bar, you joke with people. You touch them. You hug them. You get close. I can't imagine a world where we can't be shoulder to shoulder with people. And I think we still haven't comprehended how strange it's going to be. So Vegas, unfortunately, is not ready to reopen from the corridor standpoint. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So three children who had coronavirus in New York were being treated for an inflammatory condition that leads to high fevers and swollen arteries, or an arteritis. Now, doctors in Europe are trying to determine if the virus might be linked to rare cases of young children dying from a similar inflammatory condition. According to Mark Gorlick of Columbia University Medical Center, they said, right now we're at the very beginning of trying to understand what that represents. The children between 6 months and 8 years old all suffered a fever and inflammation of the heart and their bowels. One is in critical condition, one is in intensive care, and one has recovered. Gorlick said he was brought in to determine if the children have Kawasaki disease. Now, Kawasaki disease could cause inflammation of the arteries of the heart. He said that the causes were likely not Kawasaki disease, but had very similar features. It seems a week or 2 weeks after contracting the virus, you may have the immune system responding in a very disorganized way. Matt Hancock, this has been reported by Fox News, is the UK's health secretary, said some of the children who died had no underlying conditions. These cases were documented in Italy and Britain. I think we were told another kid had just recently died from this. So they say it's a new disease that we think may be caused by coronavirus and the COVID-19 virus, but we're not 100% sure because some of the people who got it had it tested positive. So we're doing a lot of research now, but it's something we're worried about. Doctors have urged parents not to panic and said instances are rare. There was a six-month-old who was hospitalized in California recently with Kawasaki disease who also tested positive for coronavirus, according to Reuters, which is why people are thinking about this. So, you know, being told that this doesn't affect children as much is, I think they're correct. I don't think we're allowed to say that it does nothing to children. I believe that children can, be affected, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, unfortunately, that, you know, tragically some kids might die from it. But it does seem to be very interesting that, unlike flu, we're seeing most kids spared by this. And people still don't have an answer to that. Remember we talked about this in February, if anybody listened to my show back then.
Yeah, right.
And they said maybe the reason why kids aren't as affected is because they don't smoke. And people in China were dying. So many people in China were affected. So it probably has to do with the fact that these kids don't smoke. And a bunch of us parents are like, okay, these kids light up. They weren't the teenagers then. I mean, if smoking is the culprit, which now they're saying might not be, there's even more evidence saying that smokers might be spared. Then why aren't we seeing a huge amount of teenagers? So we're still kind of scratching our head. And I think the clue to a cure might be there when we figure out and determine it's hidden in why kids aren't as affected by coronavirus. Now, some people think maybe it's the MMR vaccine. These kids now are getting such a crap load of vaccines that, well, that's good, okay, I'm not saying that negatively. I mean, we are vaccinated, we have a fantastic vaccination program, but maybe they are getting such a slew of vaccines that some of them are protecting them. You know, we talked about MMR. MMR vaccine came out, the combo came out in the early 70s, but the individual ones came out in the 60s. And so anybody born before the 60s, you know, would be at higher risk, you know, like the baby boomers. Generation X started in 65. So you got a little bit of baby boomers, a little bit of Generation X in there. But the baby boomers seem to be the most affected by this. Well, they got less vaccines than our kids do. But, I mean, when we really need to dissect, are we looking at the under 20s? Are we looking at the under 25s? Which age group really seems to be protected by this? And then you see, what is the difference? What did under 20-year-olds get? You know, what is it? Cell phones? Is it internet? Is it because they watch South Park? I mean, what happened at Lord of the Rings came out in the year 2000? The new Star Wars. Maybe those of us that had to watch the old Star Wars, right? Something happened there that put us more risk. Is it because there was a different type of flu or a different type of coronavirus or a different type of virus that affected some people? But it is fascinating that kids aren't as affected. But we're just not hearing any reason as to why. The closest thing I heard was it might have to do with the MMR vaccine. So now, apparently in Switzerland, the health ministry has banned kids from hugging grandma and grandpa. Why? Because they think it might be spread by touch. And so kids under the age of 10 might not be able to hug their grandma or grandpa in Switzerland. And I think they're thinking about the same thing in the UK. Now, I love my mom. My dad is no longer with us. And, you know, even though I might have had, you know, my beef with them, I want my kids to be close. You know, and I love, you know, seeing them, you know, be nice to my mom, and they should. They have to respect their elders and, you know, be nice to, it's crucial. You know, and I want them close to my, you know, but they haven't been able to see grandma now for weeks. They haven't been able to see my husband's father, grandpa, in weeks. That's concerning. You know, when I talked about this in the last segment, the new normal, there's a lot of weird changes. You know, how many of you grandparents out there were like, I can't wait to take the kids to Disneyland? That, you know, that might not be a reality. Especially if you're not allowed to go. I mean, you can't hug your own grandkids? And we talked about this yesterday. What's going to eventually happen that I think is people going to say to heck with it? You saw what happened in California last week. They went to the beach. They didn't have their mask on. They were like, heck with this. Now, I'm not advocating for that. I'm still nervous about the virus. But I think what's going to happen is people are going to listen to all these, you know, guidelines and recommendations and say we're done. Now, as a doctor or, you know, somebody who knows epidemiology, we really do have to cross the fine line. They've been correct this whole time about social distancing. Maybe it was an underestimation. I don't think 6 feet is enough. But they're right. If you're sick and you touch a cat and dog, the cat and dog could carry it to somebody else. If your kids, have the virus and they don't get sick, they could still spread it to older people. They're right. I can't disagree with what they're saying. But it's just, when does this end? I mean, when do we say, look, we're going to live? You know, I mean, if I become a grandparent one day, and I don't know when that's going to happen, because, you know, I think my boys, like, need to, you know, get off the video games and but anyway, it's okay. I'm in no rush. I'm in no rush to be a grandma. But, you know, if that happens, and somebody said, look, you could never, you know, hug your grandkid, you know, to be safe, or you can hug your grandkid and risk coronavirus, I would take that risk in a heartbeat. I'm like, give me my little baby. And same thing with Disneyland. I'm like, get my butt to Disneyland. I may not want to do Toontown. I'd be bored to death. I'd be like, okay, look, you can't stay with your mom and dad. Me and grandpa are going on Space Mountain. So, you know, we make the world look so bleak. And more people are going to buck it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.